5 minutes, our chief meteorologist Ed Kesey will be along with another in-depth look at weather here on Morning Edition from WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. I'm Jay Pierce. Coming up next, it's a look at AM 580 News, and here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Another University of Illinois faculty member is receiving a National Medal of Science. U of I physics professor Charles Schlichter will be in Washington September 29th to receive a National Medal of Science from President Bush. Schlichter is being honored for his work in applying nuclear magnetic resonance as a tool to study properties of molecules and solids. NMR allows researchers to study materials in a non-invasive way by analyzing the magnetic charge produced by the nuclei and their atoms. Schlichter says he's proud to be the latest in a series of U of I faculty to receive a National Medal of Science.
I directly worked with Herb Gutowski, with Harry Drickamer, with John Bardeen, and with Fred Seitz. So they're people I directly know in Illinois physicists who previously had received the National Medal of Science. So I tell you, it's a great honor to be added to a list with those people on it.
Charles Schlichter is a research professor of physics at the U of I and also an emeritus professor of physics and chemistry at the University Center for Advanced Study. The National Medals of Science and Technology were established by Congress to recognize people who have made outstanding contributions in the sciences and technology. Schlichter will be receiving a National Medal in the physical sciences. Documents released yesterday by the University of Illinois at Chicago show Barack Obama pushed for bolder action by the school reform group he served on that is linked to a former 1960s radical. The 1996 meeting minutes were among thousands of pages of documents the university released from its collection on the Chicago Annenberg Challenge. William Mayers was instrumental in starting the group, and Obama chaired in the 1990s. Minutes of one 1995 meeting credit Ayers with having worked diligently to support the board. Ayers teaches at the university. He was one of the founders of the 1960s radical group, the Weather Underground. Interest in Obama's ties to Ayers has escalated with a recent ad by an outside group linking them, which Obama has argued against. He's the governor of Barack Obama's home state, but Rod Blagojevich skipped the first couple of days of the Democratic National Convention. From the DNC in Denver, Amanda Benneke reports.
Most of Illinois' prominent Democrats have been in Denver for days. Blagojevich stayed in Illinois, opening the DeCoin State Fair, sending off National Guard troops, and acting on legislation. Some, like Attorney General Lisa Madigan, call Blagojevich's absence noticeably strange. He arrived yesterday, although well after Illinois' daily delegation breakfast. State Representative Jack Franks says the governor should have stayed away.
He's going to be another sideshow with his ties to Tony Resco and with Resco being convicted. That's not something that Barack Obama needs right here, and we don't need that division.
In June, a federal jury convicted Tony Resco, a fundraiser for both Blagojevich and Obama, of corruption. Blagojevich is scheduled to speak at the state delegation meeting this morning. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois State Senator James Meeks says state leaders can avert the school boycott he's planned by agreeing to boost funding to underperforming schools. Meeks wants to steer $120 million into four clusters of schools, two in Chicago, one in the city's south suburbs, and one downstate. School officials working with Meeks say the clusters aren't determined yet, but each includes at least one high school and its feeder schools. And Meeks says he isn't yet sure where lawmakers would get the money. Governor Blagojevich's office says he supports such a plan, but hasn't worked out any funding details. The city of Champaign has had a lot of success in attracting new development in recent years. Now the city will study the financial impact of that development. Assistant Planning Manager Rob Kowalski says a six-month, $98,000 study will examine the financial benefits and expenses when major new developments are built in Champaign. Right now, he says the city only knows one side of the equation.
I think it's fair to say that we have a good grip on the revenues that are generated in new development, whether that's property tax or sales tax or, you know, hotel, motel, food and beverage, et cetera. The harder part for us to understand are the true costs.
Kowalski says those true costs include the cost of building new roads and sewers in new developments and providing them with fire, police and other city services. Kowalski says results of the study could lead to developers paying impact fees for certain types of developments considered a strain on city finances. Kowalski says Bloomington, Normal, and many Chicago suburbs currently use impact fees. The Champaign City Council gave its tentative approval to the study last night. Most council discussion on the matter is centered on whether the city should hire a consultant to do the study or have city staff do it. In the end, the council went along with Kowalski's argument that a Maryland consulting firm specializing in such studies could do the work more quickly and efficiently. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bonsert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed. Uh-oh. I heard a little buzz, and then Ed was gone. You there? Oh, man, we got something going on here. Kyle, get a bigger hammer out.
All right.
Oh,
I'll be.
There we go.
Am I on?
I got you now.
All right.
Kyle just had to put a little more bubble gum on the wire there and paste them together, and we got you.
All right.
One of the cans became untied at the end of the string, I guess. So we're here. Important thing is that we're here now. Sunny today, and you still got the little chance of rain in.